All right. Chilly morning this morning. I'm walking to work by myself. I'm sitting behind. We went and did one of those free meals where they sell you on something. Your sister came to visit us yesterday, and they kept calling, kept calling, kept calling, and then they said, oh, let's do it tomorrow. Offered us $200 off or something because of all the crap. Anyway. So. Anyway. They offer a lifetime warranty on their stuff. I usually say, hey, you know what? I don't want the lifetime offer. Lifetime warranty. That means your stuff is well constructed. And you go, I'll take my chances. Of course, I expect a 90, you know. You still have to give me some kind of reasonable warranty. Just in case I get a lemon. I said, however, once it's actually going and it works, I want to take advantage of that. Anyway, so what a day. I got this morning, finished up all the gradings for this week. It's Thursday, of course. This is the first one. I'm also facing a whole lot of questions. A lot of questions die down over time. So anyway, I was doing all that. I got it all done, had some free time. I got an email from LinkedIn. And I gotta say something about Facebook as an advertising, at least for the kind of stuff that I'm trying to do. I don't think it's a good advertising for what I do. I don't know if LinkedIn is all that much better, but I think it's closer. So instead of publishing my stuff on Facebook, I think I'd rather have it on LinkedIn. I think it might be a little more focused. More in line with with my actual goals out of this. I want to sell books. I can picture myself talking in front of people. Doing a little bit of lecturing. That's okay. And, I'm happy to go that route. I wouldn't be surprised if getting a little popular the social media would actually open the door to like a faculty position. You know, my goal isn't to become an administrator. I don't want to be a school administrator. Much more interested in other things. You know, the writing, lecturing, and speaking are a lot more interesting to me, and I think will be far more lucrative. And then you can knowing that these things come in great bursts, brum, brum, you know, and it may be a roller coaster ride. Sometimes only a roller coaster ride for a couple of months, but I think that's usually when you kind of have I think that's more a question of being lucky. I think people have far more staying power. I was just listening to a video this morning it was a Rubin report. It was and there was two guests, Jordan Peterson and Ben Shapiro. The most interesting thing is Jordan Peterson just kind of took over the whole thing. I think that's what comes of being a lecturer. Ben Shapiro had a few things to say, and Ruben, I forget it was Dave. Ruben was always trying to shove it back more toward Ben Shapiro, and Ben was just sitting back and listening to this. Not exclusively, but if you were to clock how much time was being spent by each of the individual people. Oh, Jordan Peterson sucked up all the oxygen in the room. And I do that too. I suck up oxygen. I just say some really intensely compelling things, I guess. When I start going, I tend to keep going. It's interesting where I end up. So we'll kind of see what comes of all this stuff. I think I'm ultimately going to be doing, number one, I think I'm going to rise to a whole other level in both prestige and influence and, of course, money. By actually being somewhat outside the system. You know, Eastern will probably want to ultimately hire me as full-time faculty just to get a piece of that action, I think, and just to get the fact that people will say, I'm going to Eastern Michigan University just to be near Nemro. Then they'll say, we'll have somebody else grade your work. Don't bother with that stuff. Somebody else develop tests and garbage like that for you to go through. We just want you to get there, and we want you to be lecturing all the time. Because we want as many students as possible to be able to go to your classes. If a kid's going to come and he can't have you if they can't be in one of your classes, their first semester here, and I think I'd be really good as a first semester person. I think I kind of lend myself to those kinds of things. And then teach a couple of higher level classes. You know, maybe one, upper level class and all the other time be like not quite the freshman seminar, but something along those lines. It's not about how to be successful in college, it's about how to be successful in life. Although I think these things can translate over very readily. Or something. And to have them say, you know what? I'm going to get offered positions from other places. And you go, I really have to go where the best opportunities are. I really want Eastern to step up the plate and say, yeah, we're going to invest in you. It's like, cool. You want to be a big draw. And you go, you know, I don't want to be pandered to particularly. But I want people to know what they're doing. You know, and they go, no, you don't have to be an advisor. Good. Because I'm not interested in being an advisor. At least not on a one-to-one level. I don't think that's useful. Anyway, so it doesn't matter. I think the thing forward is to go to LinkedIn instead of using Facebook with just a whole bunch of just blah, blah, blah people. But everybody knows when you're coming there that your stuff has to be practical. It has to be relevant. You know, you can think of socialism all day long, but socialists don't tend to go to LinkedIn, you know, until they're wanting a job. So there's that. So that's kind of what we're gonna look at. I don't know what my title is gonna be ultimately. You know, it may not even be quasi faculty. I may be counted as faculty, but have a different sort of role. And maybe they'll say, y'all, we're going to pay you a recruiter, okay? And we're going to pay you a crap load of money. And your job is to go out and bring people into Eastern. And go, oh, okay. Because the best advertising for Eastern is a successful person went to school here. And you want to, you know, and they want to capitalize on that as much as they can. So, first thing is, you got to get successful. And just be who you are. You know? Nice people are wonderful. Nice people get mentions why am I going this way? Oh, get the mentions in the school paper. They might get a mention every now and then. It says, but if you're really going to be a powerful influence, you can't particularly be nice. Says, that's okay. I'm starting to kind of trend that way anyway. I'm starting to trend a little rough. Because ultimately we're talking about success. And yeah, not monetary success particularly. although you can expect that. And it will come at some point. Other sorts of success. You know, when I talk about the psychic proximity principle, and people go, ooh, what does that mean? And you go, that's not very intellectual. And you go, no, it's not. I said, but can I tell you? I said, I don't think Eastern's really a place that needs to cater to intellectuals. They need to cater to real success in life. As a father, as a mother, says, we want you to get there. He says, I want to see how you guys married, number one. Then you will never. Never become what you need to be. Unless you're shallow with somebody else. It's a transcendent thing. Because anytime we try to make it into something equal in importance to career or pleasure, you'll always kind of fail. Because the day-to-day of being a parent isn't very nice. It's rough. But every now and then you'll feel a little difference of joy. Because let me tell you, when your kid grows up, and they go off, and they do, and they get married, and they do amazing things, because that's your joy. That's your joy. And you'll feel it, and you'll go, wow, this is what I always wanted. And you go, it wouldn't have come to you if you hadn't gone through all those years of wrestling with them, yelling at them. Nagging them. I can't believe how much I have to nag my youngest son about work and about striving. Because you'll never really be a success unless you do these things. So let me show you the rich people. Let me show you the rich people. It's amazing. There's a lot of rich people. What are their circumstances? They're all either married or have recently been married. And they all have children, not just one. They have several. Anyway, so I think that's all I'm going to be working on for a little while is this. Trying to build up an audience from LinkedIn. The other big thing is the thing that really catches fire. There's one thing that catches fire, and they were talking about it in this Rubin interview. It wasn't the interesting part that Jordan Peterson kind of dominated the room. It was the fact that they identified that people will come for the initial flash, but they'll hang around for all the other content. Yes, that other content. And so it's really hard to have heroes when you're a flash in the pan. You're really just amazing. And then all of a sudden people say, oh, I want more from this person. And when you go to look at it, there's nothing more. It's just not there. And you go, oh, Jesus. So sorry. is a good proportion of whiz-bang stuff is produced by somebody that's all they are, is a one-time whiz-bang thing. Everything else they think about is garbage. Okay. Oh. No! So, I've got a pretty good back. I don't want to do more. Let's get started.